is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. We'll do a little comics in the news as soon as I can find where it is.
He's on an egg hunt for the...
My fault.
It will be.
Yeah, I found it.
All right.
I mean, you can continue beating yourself up. I won't stop you, but I found it.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
All right, we'll do so. We got some interesting stories. I think they're interesting. They broke, I guess, just today. First one, Sebastian Maniscalco hosted the MTV Video Music Awards. Joe, you know who Sebastian Maniscalco is?
Yes, yes.
Pip, do you know who Sebastian Maniscalco is?
No, exactly. I have no idea.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? You might not, but the guy sold out Madison Square Garden three nights in a row.
When was that?
This was a couple of months ago.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll get it. We'll get into
so
it.
So he's doing okay.
No, he's doing very well. But all right. So first I'm going to play. So he pissed off a lot of people with his opening segment. So I'll play the opening segment and then we can just discuss. Now, the VMAs took place in Newark, New Jersey at the Prudential Center at The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
VMAs do not cater to us. They're, you know, they have people like Cardi B. And Lil Nas X, you know,
not one rock band in there.
No,
but that's who they're catering to.
I understand. They're
not,
you know, like,
you know, nobody's clamoring for Robert Plant to make an appearance there. Yes, but you're not watching MTV.
Rock is dead.
It's just not, you know what? It's just not, they have MTV Classic where they play rock music all the time. It's just not on MTV,
no.
Which is fine. There's not even a lot of videos on MTV, which people bitch about, but that's fine. But anyway, so, you know, people that are fans of Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Lil Nas X, Cardi B, you know, that's who a lot of the artists are who are nominated. So that's who the people are watching. Just to give you guys, you know, not really our... You know, not in our wheelhouse.
The kids in their 20s. It's for people
and younger.
Kids in 20s.
Yes.
And younger.
Yes.
Okay, which we are not.
Let's yes. Cut. So that's why I wanted to give that background while we play this opening performance, and then we can discuss.
Backstage, my mother's frying zucchini. It's not really her fault. She's making it for 20,000 people tonight. So we crack the window and hopefully this all clear out for the Devil's home opener. Welcome to the 2019 VMAs. My name is Sebastian Maniscalco, and I'm going to be your host tonight. What a night. We're celebrating music the way it always was intended. In a hockey rink in the middle of Newark. Listen, I know a lot of you have your phones out. You like to document everything as it's happening. You know what? So does MTV. They got 26 cameras all over the room, and I guarantee you, your phone's not going to get this shot. So unless you have a spider cam, just put your phones away and let the professionals record the action. Also, I am so glad to be here. I've been here for a week in New Jersey. I'm from Los Angeles, where everybody's riding around in a bird scooter. Taking photos of themselves in front of a wall, and everybody with an iPhone apparently is an influencer. Now listen, New Jersey doesn't have time for that, all right? Oh. Jersey has had one influencer for the past 40 years, and that's Bruce Springsteen. Listen, obviously we have a lot of people from the music industry here tonight. Now, there's a lot of feuds going on with the music business, people throwing shade. Just found out what shade was this week. So with all the shade flying back and forth, coming up with the seating chart for tonight was harder than arranging the tables for my Uncle Luigi's fifth wedding, so I hope everybody's happy over there. Now, just a couple announcements before we get started. This is happening for the first time. MTV, what they're doing is they notice that we're living in ultra-sensitive time, right? So if you feel triggered, or you feel offended by anything I'm saying up here, or anything the musical artists are doing, they're providing a safe space backstage where you'll get some stress balls and a blankie. And also, Lil Nas X brought his horse, which will double as an emotional support animal. So if you'd like to talk to your ushers, they will send you back to where that's happening. Personally, I would remove you from the arena, put you in your car, and send you home, but they opted with the safe space. And while we're talking about feelings not getting hurt, I just want to let you know that MTV is doing this old school tonight. They're giving out one trophy per category, all right? Not everybody's walking away with a moon person or a participation ribbon. This is not Little League. So if you don't win tonight, I do have a little advice for you. Next year, work harder. All right? Are we ready to get this thing started or what?
All right, so that was so he, you know, I guess some people liked it on Twitter, which is where we go, I guess. But a lot, he got a lot of backlash. One user asked why MTV would greenlight something like that, especially Taylor Swift's inclusive performance. Taylor Swift, I guess, has a song about LGBTQ, and she has a petition for inclusive laws, and there's over 500,000 signatures on it,
right,
which means the White House has to respond. Once you get 100,000, the White House has to respond. They have not. The guy who said nobody would be better for the LGBTQ community when he wanted their votes. I don't think we'll hear that this coming time or this time around. But anyway, after Taylor just kicked ass and did that super inclusive, prideful performance, this asshat nobody's ever heard of, Sebastian Maniscalco, had to come out and bash safe spaces. What a loser. Sebastian Maniscalco making millennial jokes to a room full of millennials who have no idea who the fuck he is going over as well you think. Hashtag VMAs. All right. So both what you said, Pip, and what Joe said is correct. When you said who? And Joe said he sold out three shows at Madison Square Garden. Yes.
Isn't that bizarre?
Well, here's the thing. He's very rare in the fact that he's a comic.
Right.
That is selling out places but does not have crossover fame.
Yeah.
He's had some small parts in some movies.
Okay.
But you know, listen, his comedy is very familiar to us who live in the Northeast, when you get these middle-aged Italian guys talking about their families with maybe a skosh-less rage than we're used to here, and a little bit more acting out like Dane Cook. So if you put like Dane Cook with Vic DiPietro, you got this guy. I mean He's not my cup of tea, but it's irrelevant what's my cup of tea. It doesn't matter. When I saw that Sebastian was hosting this, my first response was to myself,
"Yeah,
why? Not why would Sebastian take the gig?
Yeah,
because it's a good opportunity. If you do this right, you can expand your audience, which is what every comic wants to do.
Sure.
My question is, why would MTV take this guy who's probably older than me? and who does not have an act that's based on youth. It's you got a little taste of it. It's based on his family. I mean, you got that with the zucchini.
Yeah.
In my mind, listen, that's great when you're playing the Sons of Italy. I don't know if you're coming at that at the VMAs.
So much, you know, commonality with that, you know, audience.
And I don't even have a problem that he went after Safe Space.
I loved it.
But it's not to you. It's like me. It's like me.
I know, but the basic, I've always said the basic thing about comedy is that somebody's putting curtains to hide bullshit. And the comic's job is to rip the curtain down. And somebody's always going to be upset because somebody
not
those
at the
curtains.
Corporate event. We've talked about this before. Not at the corporate event. When I get hired to do a fundraiser for the Republicans, I don't tell them what a bunch of fucking idiots they are. Mm. You know, I gently poke. I
right.
do some jokes about the Democrats. I do some other jokes. I gently poke. I don't go, what the fuck are you guys doing? Are you paying attention to what this guy's... No, because I got hired for a specific job for a specific audience. This is, now, if he does this at MSG, I got no problem with this. If he's doing it in front of Sebastian Maniscalco fans at Madison Square Garden, I got no problem with it. Keep doing it if that's what you feel and audiences are eating up. That's fine. But when you do this at MTV, what are you fucking doing?
And they all got their little feelings hurt too, yeah.
No, you've damaged your career.
No, he'll be fine. He doesn't need them.
Well, obviously. Because
they don't know who he is. So go in.
But this was the way to get. This is how you open up your audience. He's always going to. He's already going to have old fucks like you. He's not. But like you're doing this gig. If you're taking this gig, you're doing it to appeal to a younger audience. That's the only reason why you take this gig, because your management feels this is an opportunity to, because you have not been a Hollywood star. You have not been a TV star. You've done very well in comedy clubs, and now you're doing arenas, which is fantastic. But if you are doing this gig, you are doing this because you want something else. Your management wants something else for you. And then to shit on the people you're doing it for, it's just bad business.
I don't think it's bad business. I think like the demo that he does play to are going to hear about this story and go, we got to see him when he comes to town. People that haven't seen him before, well, he will still.
No, because they're not paying attention to Cosmopolitan and Twitter. They don't know what the they don't give a shit what the Twitter versus saying.
It did make the news.
It made Cosmopolitan. It made Twitter. People like you, except because you have to do this because of comedy. But if you were just a plumbing guy, you would not be on fucking Twitter. You wouldn't give two shits about Twitter.
Seen in the paper though.
He's not that big of a. And if you're reading page six, but I don't think most blue collar people are reading page six that often either. This makes news on page six, which is the entertainment page of the New York Post.
I'm trying to make sense of this because it seems like if I were like, oh, I'm his fan and everything, I wouldn't think because I don't know him terrifically, but just getting a little taste of his style of comedy. I don't know that as a fan that I would be like chomping at the bit waiting for him to like, you know, hurt some millennials.
And by the way,
like,
that's not really
not,
his comedy.
They're
his,
not a big, like, oh, let's go get them.
His comedy,
are they?
His comedy isn't really going after millennials. That's not really. His comedy is about his family,
but
about his marriage.
It shows you that millennials can't take a joke. They're all super sensitive.
How many times have I told you about the Trump fans that can't take a joke? And they're not millennials, my friend.
I understand that. But the millennials are a bunch of pampered babies, and it's fun when they get their asses busted.
It's kind of like, though, I don't even know that that was that...
And
illuminating
really, yeah,
because
and
people
really
have made these jokes
it's,
or
it's,
these
it's,
comments.
The comedy's not that good. He's not taking a fresh take.
No.
Listen, if you want to be like most other comics and sabotage your career, do it. But listen, this guy never should have been hired for the gig.
No, it's really a strange fit.
I mean, when you're opening up with cooking, nobody gives a shit about your mother cooking zucchini and fucking at the VMAs and Newark. Listen, there are people that like it. And I've talked to some of his fans who like him too.
Yeah.
Not about this, but I said to them, I go, listen, if you weren't watching him, if you just heard him.
Yeah.
The jokes aren't that good. This guy's like an Italian Dane Cook, which is fine. Good for him. I'm not begrudging him. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve his success. What I'm saying is I'm not impressed that you can piss off this group. It's like just like if I do a Republican fundraiser, nobody's going to be impressed that I tell them what I really think about the rapist president. Nobody's going to be impressed about that. They're going to go, no, a smart comic go, no, you took the fucking gig. You agreed to the terms of the gig. Nobody gives a shit about your opinion here. You were hired for a specific job. Save it for the comedy club. And if somebody gets pissed off, then you could certainly have Joe's take where, oh, the millennials. Listen, if he did this at a comedy club and millennials were pissed off, I'd be with Joe. I'd be like, you know what? The pansies. It's a fucking joke.
It's a comedy club.
It's a comedy club. You know, But no, know your fucking audience. Here's the thing. I think maybe he thought he was too big for this. He's not. Because you're his demographic, and you said who. I wouldn't know who this guy was.
The funny thing is the millennials making such a big deal. What he said wasn't earth-shattering.
No.
He really didn't. It wasn't, you know.
No, but you don't like being insulted at your place.
But there's so many people that I've watched other comics do an award show and goof on the acts and stuff like that.
But he didn't goof on the acts. He goofed on the audience. If I was him, I would go. You're asking who am I? Yeah, I don't know why I'm here either. And then I go, listen, to be honest, I don't know who most of the musicians. Lil Nas X, I thought it was a midget porn. You know, I don't. You know, you goof on the fact that you're clearly older.
A fish out of water.
Yeah,
there.
You can still get your jokes in.
That's a good point. He could have turned it that I'm out of place, and they could have laughed at Grandpa. But
right,
he decided to like
now he's just Grandpa scolding
trying
them,
trying to make them feel small.
You're not helping your career because now if I'm making a movie. I don't want you because now my demographic, if I wanted you to play the dad in the movie, if I'm making a preteen, teen, tween movie, and I wanted you to play the dad like I do with The Rock.
Right.
You know, I get The Rock to play the funny dad. Why? Because The Rock has, people of that generation.
He's likable.
Yes, they like him, so Rock is good for it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going, well, they have a negative opinion of you.
Oh, that guy that was a dick at the VMAs? Ugh.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't, first of all, I don't look at him as a hero as a comic because as Joe said.
I do.
Well, he's not doing
He called it right on the money.
But the jokes were overused and lame.
Yeah,
I mean,
you even said the jokes weren't that good. What did he call? The jokes weren't even funny. He didn't even have an original take.
No. I mean, okay, it was humorous that he... I don't know with the horse, like Naz's horse.
Well,
okay, all right,
so it's a rapper that has a country song with Billy Ray Cyrus.
So that part
was mildly amusing. Okay. That at least he included...
He pulled something together.
I'll give you that. But you could have done it a different way. Go listen. The horse is here, but now he's they call it a service animal.
Yeah.
So if anybody's a support animal. So if anybody's offended now, you could feed Lil Nas's ex sure cute. You could have done gotten the same point across.
Yeah.
And point and go, if anybody, as opposed to you all. It's poor execution as a comic. I'm not impressed with this.
I think it's great.
Because you like to troll the libs. That's what you like to do.
Yeah.
It's trolling the libs. As a performer, as a businessman, it's a shit decision. Next time you do a fundraiser for the liberals, why don't you open with how much you hate Hillary? Because this was his opening set. Why don't you call her the bitch, cunt, whore that you think she is?
I'd love to.
But you don't have the balls and you're not stupid enough to do it.
Yeah, in front of a room full of Democrats?
Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be absolutely fine. He's not going to lose one bit of ground.
No, he's not, but he didn't gain any.
No, yes, you're right. He still has a demographic of old white people.
Yeah, he was still
which
like
is
him.
Fine, and he's going to do well with that. But he can forget about... Listen, I could be wrong. Maybe he's going to get movie deals out of this. But to me, the only reason he was doing this gig is because you wanted to... So Pip Helix doesn't go, who? You wanted people to know who the hell you were.
Well, they know now.
Yeah, I know.
She still knows. Pip still wouldn't know if I didn't say at 3:30 we're covering this.
Do you know who Sebastian Maniscalco is now?
Because of me.
Because
of the story.
Yeah, he's
because
a lame comic is what I'm thinking right now.
She's not rushing out to see that.
My mom is making some zucchini and you guys are a bunch of powder puffs. It's like, ugh. Something about a pony. I mean, I really didn't get much from that.
Love it.
Okay, but I don't.
So then why don't you do that? Why don't you be happy with your set? Because from what I'm getting with you is you hate everything you're fucking doing. So why don't you be happy with your set? You might sabotage your career, but fucking call it like you see it.
You want to know something? It depends where I am. It depends
exactly.
Where I am,
you just said it depends where you are. That was my point. Now, I'm not saying he can't say it, but know where you are.
Yeah, call the room. Is that
what
you guys
I'm saying
are saying?
And I'm saying that because I would love to do what he did. I would love to do what he did. Sometimes you can't, but he went up and he fucking called the moment, man. He did. And you know what? Sometimes I can't do that. But you know what? I'd like to see somebody that goes up and does it.
See, I don't look at this guy. I don't look at him as shining a bright light on something that's not talked about. I look at it as like, well, this is easy. Old guys are always doing this shit. I see it all the time in the club. Middle-aged guys going, get the fuck off my lawn. I'm not impressed by it.
Yeah.
The only thing that might impress me is, wow, what a spectacular act of career sabotage. Yeah. Like if that's the thing that impresses, like
you just saw boom.
Like being old grandpa, honestly, it bores me. Because so many of my peers who are not working a lot,
yeah,
especially, are doing this. Now, this guy's working. He's very successful, and he's going to continue, but he ain't going to cross over, which is fine.
Well, I mean, who knows what is – who knows?
I can't imagine taking this gig, being this guy, if you don't – if you're not trying to get something else out of it.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, maybe, you know, it was something that, you know, some of his management team set him up for, and he was, like, not into it.
So then he shouldn't have done it.
Because he's the hottest comic there is.
He's not the hottest comic.
He actually is right at the moment. Yes, he
is. No, he's not. Kevin Hart is.
No, Kevin Hart. Has Kevin Hart sold out the Garden?
No, he sold out. He sold out where the fucking Eagles play, his stadium. 70,000 fucking people.
All right, the Garden 3 nights in a row is still.
Kevin Hart has TV shows. Listen, I don't have to sell you on Kevin Hart. Got to say, what was it? Fuck you to the Grammys or to the Emmys?
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah. When you could say fuck you to the Emmys, then you're the hottest comic in the land. When you could say no to that.
Because, oh my God.
And still be fine.
Yeah, and still have people
when Ellen DeGeneres tries you to get you to do it, you go, nah, no thanks. That's the hot. Listen, this guy's fine. He's a club comic. Now he's doing stage. That's fine. He's just not. It's fine for him. I'm not saying, but he's not going to get to that next level.
I just think. I mean, it's just a really strange technique to go into a room, like trying to and reach another audience and like.
And alienate them. What are we
going
to have next? Jackie Mason, the Kids' Choice Awards?
Whether you think that they should be alienated or not, but if they're, you know, they're getting this, like, old man who's spurting the same old man stuff at them, it's like...
Yeah, but you know who's having a shitty day? The booker. The person who
hired
him.
Oh, God, yes.
It was just a bad fit. That's why I said, before I even heard when I saw it, I was like, why?
Yeah.
Get somebody young. Get the guy who we're going to cover next. Get Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson was part of that world. He dated one of these.
Ariana Grande.
He's young. He's hip. He's on Saturday Night Live. He knows these pop stars. And if he's going to bust balls like this, he's got a little bit of street cred to fucking do it. He would still get shit.
Yeah, but. I mean, like, if he was saying that, it would be like one of their own bust them. Like, you ever see a bunch of black comedians talking to a black audience, and they're talking about, they might be talking about shop-worn jokes, but it's sort of like family get-together,
yes,
and yucking over stuff that's, like, maybe inappropriate for somebody else to bring up, but we're family. We can talk about it amongst ourselves, you know? And they crack up because it's something familiar, and it's like, oh, that's so weird that we do that, but ha, yeah, my family does that too. And it's so funny, but it's like if somebody goes and says stuff that's disparaging, like, you Jews run around together to a bargain shop, don't you? Ha ha! It's like, oh, that's a new take, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like going, you people.
Yeah, kind of. And it's like, so you shouldn't be sensitive about that. But it's lame. You know what I mean? I don't get it.
I mean, just listen, he can do whatever he wants to do. As Joe said, he's
worse. I loved it.
Yeah, but you just said, but you love it, but then you said, well, there's a place.
I loved it because he had this spot and he did what a comic does. And sometimes you can't, yeah, if I'm doing a Democratic fundraiser, maybe I will back off because I can't. He could and he did, and I love it.
I kind of understand where you're coming from, Joe, though, because I did want to have Stephen Colbert's baby when he did the press corps thing, and he just like lashed in to Bush.
Yeah.
Just like to his face, to the point where the first lady is saying, get fucked. Yeah. She's so mad. But it's like he just said everything that he wanted to say, but he said it cleverly, really cleverly, because he was pretending he was with him, but he was saying, throwing so much shade, there was a thundercloud. It was great.
Like Sebastian was at his best on this thing when he said, I just learned what shade is. That was the right tone.
That was the right tone. Like, look at me, I'm so old, but I'm figuring out you kids.
Right.
And so they could laugh with him.
So what are these safe spaces? Are they where they hide, where we hide people we're interrogating? What is it? I hear all these about these safe spaces.
I do too, and I'm not really sure what that's about. Is that someplace you can hide when somebody comes into your school and shoots at you?
Whatever. Well, I don't know if I'd go with that joke, but
no, I'm being serious.
I don't know. Maybe I'm siding with him because I do a whole thing on the safe spaces and all that.
But you do it at a club to random audience members. You don't do it at a corporate event to people that are not going to appreciate it.
I don't have his stature.
He's got his stature. Well, you know, you might do it, and then you'd be back in the basement.
Yeah.
No, I would not do it. I would not do that. It's stupid. Don't take the gig. I'd rather be the guy that turned down the MTV Awards.
But sometimes, you know, you do what you want, and you figure it'll go, and sometimes, you know, people...
Who would figure that would go? If I told you I'm going to do a bunch of Me Too women and I'm going to call them a bunch of whiny pussy hat wearing bitches, you'd say, I probably wouldn't do that. You wouldn't be applauding me going, good for you. Your eyes would cross and go, what the fuck were you thinking?
You're going to do some material about it. You just got a little too lippy.
You ladies need to know how to take a punch and shut the fuck up. That's the problem with you women today.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Yeah, you would go, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You took the gig. You knew what the gig is. Why would you do that? Save it for the club, where it's going to get complaints and you're going to get banned anyway.
Somebody start the car.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because you're in trouble.
Yeah,
I
don't look at this guy as a hero. I look at him as a moron.
No, I look at him as a hero.
I thought it was wasted opportunity. Yeah. I don't know, did the rest of the show go like that?
Like I said, I saw one of his specials.
Okay.
It's mostly about his family. That's what his whole thing is.
Which is fine.
I mean, he's not original. We got a half a dozen of these guys fucking running around here. He's just the guy that made it good for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He was selling out the local club Bananas for years. They kept on adding shows. For some reason, he's the guy. I think he's more talented than a lot of the guys running around here? Absolutely not.
He also was the comic that somebody asked Seinfeld who was the best new comic around, and that Seinfeld said it was Sebastian.
And that's what his answer?
Yeah.
Huh.
When was this?
Recently.
I have to see some
Sebastian's
of
not new though. So that what's Seinfeld's? Then Seinfeld's not really in the game because Sebastian's not new.
Well, maybe he's not going into the clubs and seeing new talent. You know,
no, he's in the clubs.
Is he?
Seinfeld's in the clubs, absolutely.
Is he? I didn't know that.
He bounces around the city all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, what do I know?
So, who's a comic you should keep your eye on? If they want to say Sebastian Maniscalco, fine. But if he said new comic, and that's...
Well, I understand correctly. Comic. One of the best comics.
Like somebody to keep your eye on.
The best comic out there.
Listen, like I said, if you like...
Not new, I still got to restate that.
If
you like a lot of animated presentation and acts out, again, similar to Dane Cook, he's very good at that. He's a very physical guy.
A lot of people love that.
Exactly.
He's a very nice guy, too.
I don't know this guy. I'm not wishing him ill. Just, you know... As somebody's in the business going, well, what are you doing, dude? This is a whole new opportunity. You were right there. Somebody put you there in this situation to accomplish something. They didn't put you to talk down to 20,000 people in the arena and all the MTV kids watching at home. They didn't put you in that position to do that. They put you in a position like, Sebastian, we've done all we can do on this level. You're selling out Madison Square Garden. You're a theater comic now. You have not had the crossover. We want you to get the sitcom.
We want to expand your brand.
We want you getting the Rocks gig. Not the action hero one, but as the father guy.
Yeah.
We're tired of you occasionally getting second or third banana, which he got it on that movie. It came out last – it was beginning of this year, end of last year – where it's about this this black African-American musician who's touring around the South, and he's touring around with this Italian guy.
Oh.
And the Italian guy has to protect him.
Yeah.
I got to see that movie.
It's a great movie. So Sebastian was a family member in that.
Okay.
So that's the most I've seen Sebastian. It was certainly not a lead. It wasn't a secondary. I mean, he had lines, don't get me wrong.
Right.
He had a character. But that's probably the biggest thing Sebastian's had at this point. So I'm guessing that didn't break him out.
Green Book?
Yes, Green Book. So Green Book didn't break him out for whatever reason. His management's looking, listen, you got everything there. You're not a bad-looking guy. People like you. Let's see. If we can get if the kids like you, you can be the dad.
Yeah, but you talk about the manager. Obviously, the manager, he had to run the material past the manager.
Then maybe you fire the manager.
Yeah.
Or maybe he went rogue. I don't know.
Look, like I said, I stand behind him here. But he was on Fallon one night, and he had a god-awful set. Awful. It was horrible.
What was he doing?
He was talking about a fast food place. I forgot he was goofing on. And it just fell flat. It just wasn't going.
Mm.
And I spoke to somebody about it, one of the other guys about it. And I think somebody that knows Sebastian, the guy, he goes, he thought it was good going in. He goes, yeah, it just wasn't a good set. He goes, he bounced back. Then he goes, no, that was not a good segment.
So then what that tells me is Sebastian needs some different people around him. It tells me the people around him have gotten him to this point. But that's what we hear about that all the time. Like certain managements or agencies get you to a certain point,
mm-hmm.
but they never are able to get them to the next point. So maybe Sebastian's really loyal, which is admirable.
Right.
But I mean, if Joe's telling me about Fallon, which I didn't see, and I just saw this, You know what? You gotta surround yourself because people are trying to break you out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when I say Kevin Hart or Chris Rock or Jerry Seinfeld, people know their names. There's no who.
Well, and because, you know, if you're a manager and you're getting a percentage, you want to see them get bigger, bigger, bigger.
Yeah. All right. Listen, so we have a different – I think he did himself a disservice. I mean, listen. I mean, do people overreact about getting upset? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sit there and be talked down to.
No, they don't. And I just think that the particular criticisms are so shop-worn. It's like, snooze.
You know what? This stuff wasn't that cutting. I mean, it just shows you the millennials are just so sensitive and you need to lighten the fuck up.
No, I think it's more like you're in our house. Don't insult us in our house. Like I said, if this was at a club and they got offended by those same jokes, I'd be with you, Juggle. Lighten up. Really?
You're in a comedy club.
Exactly. But when you're at an event that's catered to you, that's all young people, where Missy Elliott is getting the Vanguard Award because she's in her 40s and has been doing this 20 years. Mm-hmm. And Missy Elliott, it's not to besmirch Missy Elliott.
No.
But what I'm telling you is they're not bringing in Led Zeppelin anymore. They're not bringing in Aerosmith. They're not bringing in the Rolling Stones.
Missy Elliott is the Vanguard Award. Oh, my God. But yeah, I know. I heard that.
I mean, we remember when Missy Elliott was,
first broke out. Yeah. It was like, what is this?
Exactly.
I mean, because it was Get Your Freak On. It was like, What is happening on this video? It was crazy.
Right. So, I mean, listen, MTV, somebody fucked up. Yeah. Somebody got some really angry phone calls.
I'm so glad they weren't me.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting some schadenfreude here. I'm like, it wasn't me.
Fucking bring in Ricky Gervais again. Let him piss people off.
Oh, God, yes.
But I feel like at this point, if you're bringing in Ricky Gervais, you know he's going to piss people off.
And oh, totally.
And you're signing up for that.
Yes.
At least people know who Ricky Gervais is.
Yeah, but you know what? He's not doing material to millennials or 20-year-olds. He's working in his framework. You know, he's working, you know, 30s and up.
Listen, I got no problem with Sebastian wanting to expand his horizons and work. You know, and do uncomfortable. We all do that as comics.
But you got to bring it.
You didn't see the video, but even like the video of him walking out, he's doing some fucking cheesy dance. It's like the thing that the kids do where they it looks like they're wiping their ass.
I don't know
what it's called.
I don't know either.
With the towel, but he's doing that. It's like grandpa.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, as Joe would say, you got to call the moment.
It's like Dad, you got to drop me off around the corner from school. I can't let people see me with you.
It's embarrassing. It's like if I hung out with my daughter's friends and I thought I was their age.
Yeah.
It's like,
and you're using like old kid lingo. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, I see you got some nice trousers there. Did you go to the Sears? Oh, yeah, I see you got a sucker. Where'd you get that? The Five and Dime?
Yeah. It's like, oh, look at those shoes. They look really fat. You know?
Are those ruse? Do they have a pocket?
For shizzle.
For shizzle, my nizzle. Am I right?
Dad! Oh, my God. Please, will you go upstairs?
Yeah, it's like you got to be aware.
Yeah.
Listen, man, you're way too old for this gig. Call that fucking moment and goof on it. You can still goof on them, but call them. Because you know what? Nobody our age is watching that shit unless they're in the business. It was on like five different channels last night. I didn't watch it. I watched Guardians of the Galaxy last night with my family. I didn't give a shit. Because you know what? It's not about me. It's not for me.
No, it's not for us.
And I don't begrudge that these kids, it's for them because we had it. It was for us.
Yeah. I love that stuff. Oh my God. You know, when we were younger, when MTV came on, it was like my head exploded. Everybody's head exploded.
Yeah,
oh my God, we don't have to stay up until midnight and watch Don Kirshner.
Here's why people
right?
Don Kirshner's
rock concert.
Here's why so many people are bitter. Because it's not like when it was in my day. No, because time fucking moves. And it wasn't like it was in your parents' day when you were fucking enjoying it.
I know.
Your parents' heads exploded when you put on Eddie Van Halen doing a guitar solo. Like, what the fuck is this noise? You thought he was God. It's just, nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. It's just different. It's okay.
Now let's just go down to the USO and dance with some sailors.
These old people.
I'll start the car.
I'll cut the brakes.
I'll cut the brakes.
See, we all have a role.
That was mean. I don't
10 cents a day.
You'll be fine. Don't be a snowflake. This isn't your safe space. And you're talking to somebody, Joe, who tells his audience that my show is not their safe space. Regularly. I chastise them and go, get that shit out of here. We're not having it. But there's a time and a place. When I'm in the club, yeah. When I'm doing the Republican fundraiser, I don't get a load of what stupid said today. Hey, at least he didn't rape somebody. We got that going for us.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I know what we should do. Launch a nuclear bomb into a hurricane. And nobody knows more about the environment than me. Believe me. Are you fucking insane?
Just ask the G6. I mean, and a half.
G4, the G3. I was in a meeting. Unfortunately, the people you were in the meeting with were in the fucking picture at the meeting you weren't at. He's not even good at this.
And there's an empty chair.
That's what pisses me off about Trump. You know how I feel? It's the same thing with scammers. You're not even good at it. That's why I get angry at the bad scammers. You're not even trying.
Step up your game.
Yes.
Do better.
I want to believe.
Now, who said he made the crack about the nuclear bomb and the hurricane?
He tweeted it.
He tweeted it?
He tweeted it.
I thought that was that somebody allegedly said this.
No. It's been a theory out there forever, and he fucking tweeted it.
It sounds like a bad idea.
What could possibly go wrong?
I don't know. It's just the idea of, like, swirling radiation above us.
He didn't think that far ahead.
Sounds bad.
But listen, nobody knows more about the environment than him.
I'd like to see that. That'd be cool to see what happens.
Sure. You don't have to worry about losing your hair.
For half an hour. You won't have to worry about losing your hair. You know what? I wouldn't have to worry about waxes anymore.
No, your skin will peel right off. I'd like to see that. From a distant world, Joe. From a distant
You'd like to see my skin peel off?
No,
no
well,
I'm
maybe.
Kidding.
I mean, this sky, I forget it.
I know. From a distant world. There is no
Joe, Joe's like, who did that? I don't know. Maybe the same guy that said the Revolutionary Army was defending the airports, Joe? Maybe that guy? Maybe the same guy that says you get cancer from the noise of windmills. Same guy.
You have to fight through the piles of eagles, though.
Well, there's a lot of dead birds. Horrible what they're doing to the birds. I want to do it the old-fashioned way, just rip up the habitat.
This is the guy who has had his car shit on once too many times.
I understand
He
that.
Is annoyed.
I understand that. I can relate. All right, Pete Davidson, he was annoyed. When students at the University of Central Florida violated his no cell phone rule during his stand-up show. That's what's fucked up. You were the one filming. That's right. We're embarrassing. That's why the world is going to end in 25 years, because you're all fucking retarded. David's at 25 ranted at Monday's show. I meant it that way. It is. You should fucking grow up. It says no phones. You're just supposed to just like behave. I have to have my boy patrol the guys like you're 5-year-old. That's fucking embarrassing. You should grow up. He continued in the middle of his sets. Where's the next generation? Don't you want your parents to be proud of you?
Now
we'll continue, said the guy who offended a military congressman who was a veteran of the war and lost his eye defending the country.
What?
One attendee tweeted that the Saturday Night Live star realized his tirade had backfired, unlike Sebastian, and he tried to turn it into a motivational speech that failed to resonate. Are you with me?
No!
Imagine going on a 5-minute rant about how you hate millennials recording shit and then trying to backtrack it, make it a motivational speech. We ain't even paid to see this shit. Relax. The show goes. That's right. It was a free fucking show. They got their money's worth. It was a shit show. He went on a whole rant because a few people were recording and he started yelling about how we need to grow up and that were our words and bitches. And then I like how you can say bitches but not retard.
Is interesting.
And then he was like mad because no one was laughing. You could feel the tension and how uncomfortable it was. Oh, I wish I was in the back of the room.
Oh,
as long as it wasn't a show I produced.
That is like somebody losing their shit
at
Thanksgiving dinner.
I can't wait. I wait for Joe to have those shows as long as I'm not involved. The university called Davidson's behavior disappointing.
Really?
And told Page Six in the statement, Mr. Davidson's abusive language, particularly his use of derogatory slur, is contrary to the University of Central Florida values of inclusion and respect for all. It's disappointing that his rant spoiled an event that was meant to welcome students for the whole semester. A rep for Davidson didn't return Page Six press for a comment.
Oh, my God.
Listen,
well, look, this kid's the most stable person that we've ever seen. Right?
Listen, you're not. I get why he doesn't want his set recorded. He's absolutely in his right to say don't record.
Sure.
He's 100% right. It's probably in his rider. Most comics don't want their shit recorded. Most
right.
of us don't. He's out. But he actually does have somebody going around. There's a way to handle. Go, listen, I don't want people recording. I don't want things to get out. The show is for you. I have it in my contract. I'm not going to continue until you and you and you put away the phone. And now you've switched it around.
Now the audience is on. Hey, put your shit away.
Yeah,
we're
digging what he's doing. Now you're ruining it. I mean, the guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that. He lost his shit. And this guy's had fucking issues. Wasn't he like just suicidal a couple of months ago?
Suicidal. He didn't do a set at the. He walked out of the Stress Factory because he didn't like the owner goofing on him.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, no, he's had a lot of, like, emotional issues.
I don't really know if this is the guy who set the hit. And by the way, they're his fucking generation. You're a millennial, too, Pete Davidson. You're a millennial, too.
Yeah.
He's the wrong guy
To be lecturing them.
Yeah, dude, you can't keep your shit together. These are college freshmen. You've already had more fuck-ups than they're probably going to have in their whole life. And like, very public ones, too.
School hasn't started yet. We're not ready for lectures.
Listen, the guy got a free pass because his dad died in 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, supposedly he's a nice guy. From this, this tells me this guy, he's not ready to go back to the season of Saturday Night Live. This guy needs to go away. They, what do they call it? Rehab? Whatever the fuck they call it now. Mm-hmm.
Just nut house.
But Joe, he was just telling like it is. He was giving these kids the what for.
I agree with him. But this is like the, this is like house. The second day. I mean, he walked out on a stress factory. Now he's doing it. You know, he's a little bit... little nutty after
he.
He
is so in the wrong. His point was correct.
Yeah.
About not wanting to be recorded. That's right. His right.
Yes.
The way he handled it, and then he knew he stepped in shit. It's like, no, dude, just fuck. After the rant, you just walk off. You don't take the money. Go, all right, I'm just going to get in the car and go. We're going to get the Uber.
Honey, start the car.
Boy, start the car. Boy, because that's, he said, my boy. Whoever it is, start the car. We're not selling merch tonight. Nobody's taking pictures. We're getting the fuck out. We've all had that show.
Pack up those T-shirts.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He can afford not to get paid for that gig.
I think at that moment you just kind of, I mean, you can't just walk away. You can't just walk away.
Listen, man, another guy just sabotaged his career.
I know.
I mean, obviously he wants to do colleges or he wouldn't have taken the gig.
He could have, instead of trying to make it like some kind of like inspirational moment, he could have like realized, oh, shit, I'm my dad.
See?
Or and something and turned it around.
Or, you know.
Make fun of himself.
You know what? After hearing this, I think I'm a little retarded and I need a safe space.
Yeah.
The phone triggered me. I apologize.
Yeah, something like that. You know?
I mean, it's hard, though. When you're seeing red like that.
Oh, yeah, it's hard
but
to
But I
make
mean,
fun
what the
yourself.
Fuck? What?
It's like, have you ever been more enraged than when you're angry and somebody is smiling at you? You want to fucking kill them.
I'll tell you what, I'm surprised we have not seen video of this, because I doubt those phones got shut off once he started losing his shit.
Oh, no, they were all popping
That's
on.
Coming. TMZ will get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. To me, it's another guy just fucking sabotaging himself.
I think, though, that he's... I don't know this guy, but I mean, from the things that we've talked about, the things that we've heard him say about himself, I think he's not in the right headspace to be a performer. Because you have to lay yourself bare in front of the audience.
He's not in the right headspace after he broke up with Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he had.
You say it like you're ordering her from Taco Bell.
Ariana,
by the way.
What is it?
Grande.
It's Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, but I would like sour cream with that.
Grande.
I feel like I should have a Puerto Rican making me Mexican food as we speak.
He's
That's
making
racist,
me
and I don't appreciate that.
it is, and you most certainly do.
We have to understand and comprehend. Anyway, I don't
look at you with an SAT word. How long have you been saving that one for? That's not your usual lexicon of vocabulary.
Oh my God, I'm gonna.
Joe, did they give you the thesaurus today? Were you the one allowed?
They didn't give me any dinosaurs. So anyway,
look at those big words. I'm dropping trout.
No, but anyway, ever since he broke up with Ariana Grande, I don't think he's been in his right mind. I mean, he was at the Stress Factory, and he, you know, and Vinnie Brand went up and said a couple of things about
goofed
on him a little bit. He hit the roof, walked out of the fucking club, stiffed the whole everybody there, and now he's doing this. He should take, like Davin was saying, he should take a break and just, you know, mellow out. Maybe just step away for a year.
You know what? Comedy's not for everybody.
No, it's not. It's not.
But you want to know something? Get sometimes. You know, that you're like, you know, I haven't thought, here, I'm setting myself up a dumbbell over here, but there's sometimes I've been saying, you know what, I'd like to take a break. You know, I think enough's enough for a bit, you know, but you don't, you know.
Oh,
wow.
God, I think Dev's going to explode.
Wow. I feel like I was sitting with, like, a nice suit on and a nice bib on for about, that was served up very well. like you're a fine French waiter. Yeah. That's how well you serve that up. And now I feel like, now I'm not hungry.
It was like last week when I said, yeah, I go, no, it's too easy.
Yeah.
But then you
went and did it anyway because you're an asshole.
Because you were nasty. Fuck you.
See, but I'm still not going to do it because I have restraints.
Oh.
Say it better than you. And don't you forget it.
I forget what he said, but he said something before you got here that I was like, oh, God, Joe wishes he was here for that. You could have gotten your teeth into that.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
You mentioned talent or anything like that?
All right, so I was. I didn't even hear. I wasn't
good boy.
So we'll talk about the final. Am I using the word comic for this?
Tell the story. Let's decide.
All right. So everybody knows who the bagel boss guy. First of all, I put this on Facebook. I feel bad for the bagel boss because it was like a restaurant that was known for fine sandwiches, and now it's known for a midget asshole.
Yeah, I know. I saw
that. What?
We covered the Bagel Boss story. The guy who went in, he was online at the Bagel Boss, little guy, started ranting at women.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So now he's like doing a celebrity fighting with Lenny Dykstra. Tells you where Lenny Dykstra's career is, by the way.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. But, So he's just angry. He's known for being... His whole hook is losing his shit.
It's, like,
it's not being funny.
No.
It's losing his shit.
Yeah.
And once he gets his ass kicked, bitching about it. Bitching about getting his ass kicked by somebody bigger than him. And well, if you're going to be an asshole, size doesn't matter.
Yeah, but who's finding this amusing to watch?
Well, there's a pal we have.
Oh, dear.
Has a comedy club. Is it a comedy club? They do comedy shows every night.
Not every night.
Every Saturday night.
Every Saturday night, yeah.
They do comedy shows every Saturday night. So he is bringing in the Bagel Boss.
Oh, man.
Now, we've seen Snooki and we've seen Stormy, and my argument about it is this. Forget about what you think about this guy, whether he's funny or not. As somebody who's responsible for bringing in the talent, somebody who has to answer the audience, possibly to the police, to the venue, the difference between Snooki and Stormy was Snooki and Stormy didn't have a reputation for losing their shit.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to get sued for Snooki or Stormy. This guy just got arrested yesterday. All this guy is known for is losing his shit. Why would I bring that into my establishment? It's not worth the risk.
I'm sorry. Let me talk to my insurance guy. What do you think?
Yeah, that's pretty much what you got to do.
Yeah. No, he's a problem.
You know what? You know what? He's capitalizing on his fame.
I'm not blaming the Bagel Boss guy.
No, I don't.
You think our friend?
He caught a lot of shit. Who cares? Bring him in. He's got a couple.
He
other
just got arrested yesterday. You know there's going to be fucking Long Island douchebags that are just there to fucking heckle him, and you know this guy can't take it. If Pete Davidson's losing his shit over the phone, what do you think this guy's going to fucking do if somebody called him a midget, no talent piece of shit?
It's a one night event.
The police are going to get called.
All right. So, they don't have to pay the cover. You know?
They won't be staying long.
Yeah. No, it's, you know what? He's taking an opportunity to bring this guy in. He's a topic of discussion lately. You're going to have three other comics in the show. You have them filled most of the time.
Right. Well,
you bring Stupid up for 15 minutes and say goodnight.
Not every comic on that show is created equal, by the way. It's not like they're not exactly surrounding him with a lineup of superstars.
I understand. Trying to be gracious here.
But we've talked about this where, you know, I question you about the club where you go and they bring in some of these celebrity acts. You go, look, not for nothing. They got five of the club favorites on there. This guy does his 20 minutes. We all do our thing. Everybody goes. So I'm happy. This ain't that.
No, this.
Contradict me. Go. Call it, Mr. Call it like it is. Call me on the carpet.
I think it's an interesting idea. If it's good, it's a one night show. What's the
is there
deal?
Enough talent on the show to compensate for this?
Well,
he can't even call the moment in the fucking basement. He thinks he's going to do it at the VMAs.
I don't think there is. No.
Okay, thank you. You don't think there is.
I don't. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
the best one on that show. You don't have a high opinion of. The one who I'd go, yeah, they're okay. You don't have that. You don't have that opinion of. So for you to backpedal, you're such a pussy.
I'm not backpedaling. I'm saying how you.
Now I dragged it out of you.
Well, no, it's they could do the show. You have other acts in there to carry the show.
It's a long night without a payoff. The good thing is, if you're the headliner on the show, you're probably not going to get that far into the show. Because unless they're closing with this
they're
guy.
They're going to close with him.
What's he going to talk about? My life living by the van?
Yeah, he'll go up there
by the river.
They'll go up there for 15 minutes.
Yeah, what,
carry
you,
on.
What is he going to talk about for 15 minutes? The time I was on YouTube for insulting women?
There's five.
the time when I whined like a little bitch that a big guy was on top of me.
There's five, and then the crazy Newsday interview he gave. That's 10. That's 15. Thank you. Good night, folks. Oh yeah, use your ticket stuff.
You suck. You half a human being. You
launch off of the stage.
My woman will kick your ass. He ain't gonna last 15 minutes.
Nope.
If Pete Davidson can, at least fucking Sebastian lasted the five.
Let me tell you something. If I'm off, I'm going.
You're not paying.
I ain't going up either. Because you know him and you know what's on that show. Please go up.
No, you better not.
No.
You better not.
No.
You better not. If you're there, you better fucking let that go down in flames and have your little camera on.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pretend I got laryngitis.
We should be so lucky.
Just Girl says he won't make it to the end. He'll lose it before then.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not on stage yet.
What do you mean?
No, I know when he gets up there.
Yeah, when he gets up there.
Yes, Joe.
It's a spectacle.
It's fucking Long Island. Even for good comics, Long Island audiences are assholes.
Everybody loves to see a fucking car wreck.
And there will be one in the parking lot.
Do you remember in the 1800s when the spectacle they had? They said, let's take two locomotives and crash them into each other. You know, maybe most everybody will get burned by the cinders, but, you know, next time.
But they didn't charge a cover.
There also used to be public hangings.
You don't charge a cover. How are you going to charge a cover for a train track?
I don't know. I didn't fucking book it, but I don't know.
It sounds like you might. Sounds like you're not above it.
But people love to watch a fucking spectacle.
There also used to be public hangings. We don't do that anymore.
No. But what I'm saying is, you have your spectacle.
You looked upset
paper,
about that.
They had a paper the gallows, and then not even that worked.
So we'll take Snooki and Stormy. I wasn't listening.
They're kind of lame. But
at least Snooki's going to tell stories about the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Which for an audience wants to hear. Stormy's going to tell stories about President Trump, which for an audience.
Some people want to hear.
Exactly. What's this guy going to. The time I was online. There's nothing interesting about him.
He's just going to make insurance underwriters sweat.
Yeah. Like, I bet this gets canceled before it even goes off.
We'll see what happens. It's a one-night event show.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, you can't do it twice.
No, you can't. No.
Yeah.
So while the guy's hot, try to make some money.
I wouldn't do it. I would not book it.
I
wouldn't book it. I would go. I can't trust you to keep your shit together, dude.
No.
What do I have to? How much do I have to pay? I have to pay security to keep you and the audience safe.
So what you tell him is you're paying the money. Have him sign a contract. If he goes bullshit and jumps off the stage, you don't get paid.
Right, but the damage is already done to my reputation, the venue, and the people that sue. I'm not worried about the $50 I got to pay this half breed. I'm worried about the liability.
Broken chairs, broken mirror, somebody got hurt. Nobody wants to go there anymore because it's got a reputation for violence.
Well, just
that's
one night.
A huge liability.
Just one
it
night.
Only takes one night. You know, bad news travels much quicker than good news. Mm. Think about how you don't work for somebody after the 15 good shows you had because one time you ate your dick. It's the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember there was a bar in my hometown that had a knife fight. Nobody would go there anymore.
Who booked a knife fight?
Why, you're looking to get some work?
Yeah. And just make sure I get out of the way of the knives.
Knife fight?
Learn how to duck quick.
So you would book him for your event?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm desperate for money. Not on a fucking dare. Pip, would you hire him?
No.
He caught a lot of shit on the
Well, he's not well thought of to begin with, yeah. To be fair.
And
I've
again,
always liked him.
I like him too. I don't give him shit. Listen, my joke, my comment was, who's the ventriloquist that's going to have the hand up the dummy's ass? Yeah.
You know me. I always liked the guy
because he's little.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, but due to some constraints. One club has against the other. I have my loyalties in one club. I've discussed that with
him. Listen, sometimes he gets shit for stuff that's undeserved.
Yeah.
But listen, this is a bad. Like I said, from a business standpoint, this is a bad idea. The ship that he's not a comic fucking sailed long ago. I've already resigned myself to people who are going to put asses in seats. Mm-hmm. But just from a business standpoint, this is dumb as fuck.
It's a liability.
All right, we're going to do some scam busters and scamming scammers when we come back.